You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
Paul Nicholson discusses the role of social movements against transnational corporations and the World Bank. It was a good forum, was Paul Nicholson's answer, member of Agricultural Union ENE from the Basque Country and spokesperson in Europe for La Vía Campesina, to Real World Radio when he was asked about the People's Food Sovereignty Now Forum. This forum was held from November the 14th to the 17th in Rome, parallel to the World Summit on Food Security of the FAO. Nicholson said that over 600 people represented 350 organizations from all parts of the world participated in the forum in an open and participatory way, which means, according to Nicholson, that social movements are mature enough to build proposals. It was a very constructive and extremely rich forum, which represented faithfully the current situation of the Earth, stated Nicholson, and he added that the event was proof of the fact that there is a strong process of consolidation of alliances. I think that for the first time, how to build alliances among different organizations was discussed thoroughly, and some proposals were very accepted. For instance, the need not to have hierarchies among organizations, the need to respect local social movements and the different struggles, and of course, several big NGOs were present, which sometimes grassroots social movements fear in a certain way that their campaigns will block ours. So, in an honest debate, I think we moved forward on how to build alliances without leaving aside objectives and political views, and that was extremely good, he explained. Also, Nicholson made reference to the controversial statements made by Nestlé's chairman on the participants of the parallel forum, and also the statements from a World Bank high official who said that the social movements should not get hysterical over the situation of food. In a context where a billion people are hungry and where this figure is likely to increase by 100 million in 2010, with a huge rural crisis and climate crisis, Nestlé's chairman is saying this. A high official of the World Bank tells us not to get hysterical. Of course, our radical enemies will be transnational corporations and the World Bank, because they want to manage all financial resources, making sure that nothing changes. They only want to impose the same policies through the World Bank. It is like a fox in a hen house, he said. With reference to this, the leader talked about the role of social movements in the near future. Now, transnational corporations and the World Bank are starting to recognize that the civil society is well prepared, well articulated, and ready to fight, he concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.